So we're doing the Gemara, Nusagya, Gemara Pesachim, Tzadi Amar Aleph. So I guess you could call it a Korban Pesach Sagya. Right? Yeah, pretty much. Korban Pesach Sagya. I actually got to this because I started doing it at the beginning of the ninth parak on Tzadi Beis or something. About Tzadzach Sheni. But it it directly referenced back to this, and quickly I found myself here. So that's just how it is sometimes. Yeah, which as a point is important to be able to do. I mean, you know, I figured I'd start at the beginning of a parak, Pesach Sheni, you know, but you just start doing it and it's referencing that. And, you know, sometimes you just got to be willing to pick a sugya, even though that's a sugya you thought you picked. You got to be willing to just stop for a week or so and just do a different sugya. You know, if you stuck to the page you pick, sometimes it's not a good idea to do a sugya without doing a background sugya. But there's no, you know, if you're trying to cover a certain ground, then you're not going to feel you don't want to do that because you want to move through a barak or whatever. But, you know, I think you got to drop that. You know, you got to follow, when you're learning a sugi, you kind of got to follow the steps and the clues to, not saying every single time there's a cross-reference, you necessarily have to digress, but in this case, it became pretty clear that, you know, it wasn't going to work out if it wouldn't, you know, it didn't go back. So that's just how it went. So the Mishnah says like this. We're about to start. So the Mishnah says, Zav Shara Shte Riyos, Shoftim Alav Bishvi. Okay, so what's the deal here? So Rashi says, Zav Shara Shte Riyos, Shetimaso Tomas Sheva, Enoton Karban. So Zav, he sees two Riyos, he's Chayev, he has Tame for 7 days, but he doesn't need a Karban. Okay, he doesn't need a Karban. So what happens? So the question basically is here as follows. The basic, what's this about? It's about is you have certain guys, but in order to do a, there's two stages, let's say, in Pesach. Shechita, which takes place on the 14th, the mitzvah of Shechita of Pesach, which takes place on the 14th of Nisan, and then Achila of Pesach, which takes place the night of the 15th. Right? Okay. Now, in order to do Achila Sakarban, you have to be Tahar. Obviously, right? You have to be Tahar. You have to do Achila. Okay, but in terms of Shechita, in theory, you could have a Shliach doing Shechita for you. So but theoretically, you could envision that a person could be Tameh. Let's say you have a Tumah which is going to elapse sometime on the 14th, or at the end of the 14th. So you can have a person who is basically Tameh at the time of Shechita, but will be Tahar at the time of Achila. So the question is, could you do Karban Pesach for him? Could he be one of the participants in Karban Pesach, be a Bala Karban, and the Karban be shechted for him? Right? Because currently he's not really fit for it, but he will be fit for it. Okay? So the Mishnah is saying, Zav Shor Shteriyah Shechten Lavashvi. So Shor Shteriyah Apish Lohar of Shimshel, Dachaz Lamechal Orta. So when the Zav, so he's Tamei for 7 days, the halacha is he goes in the mikvah on the 7th day, but he becomes tahar when it becomes nightfall. Harav Shamash. Okay, so it's like he went in the mikvah, let's say. He went in the mikvah already. And now he's just waiting for it to become nightfall and he's going to be tahar. So what it's saying is that you could shecht for him. You could do the shechita for him. Okay? But it says, Ra'a Shalosh, okay? So if he sees for 3, the lachazi the mechalad the maisi kapara. So halacha is once a zav has this ria, he sees whatever for 3 days, whatever the definition of zav is, but he sees for 3 days. So then he becomes tamei, and he's tamei for 7 days. But after the 7 days of tuma, he has to bring a karban on the 8th day. Okay, and the karban is what completes his tyra. So until he basically brings that, he's called Mechusar Kippurim. Okay, he's called Mechusar Kippurim until he brings that karban. Mechusar Kippurim. He's missing kapara, and he's not allowed to be involved in kachem, in karbanos, until he does that. So even though he's tahar, technically, but he can't be involved, he can't be involved in karban, he can't be involved in karban until he does that. Okay? So it's saying is, so if you have the zav, it's the saw 3, and his 8th day, right, is on, you know, his 8th day is on, is on the 14th of Pesach, on 14th of Nisan, So Shochlov Shemini Shal, so you could do the same thing. Shochlov Mechal Shemini Shal Erev Pesach. If his eighth day is on Erev Pesach, Afil Loevi Kapara. So even if he didn't yet bring his karban, so it's the 14th in the whatever time, he didn't yet bring his karban yet, right? So he's still Mechuzak Kippurim, but he will. V'meviel Achamikan. So then he'll bring it afterwards. So do the Shlita Pesach. They can do the Shlita for him, and then he'll bring it afterwards. Mechuzak Kippurim. Dachi Yasei Dashlamak Dimer Tamin Ishkat. Okay, so even though ordinarily you're not allowed to bring any karbanos after the karban tamid, Shoben Arayim, this he could bring. Okay, fine. That's a different point. Okay, so far the same halacha. So it's simple, pretty simple. Is both cases are guys who are going to become tahar later. Time of the achila, they're going to be tahar. Even though right now they're not really fit, so you could do the shlita for them, and then they'll be fit later. Okay. Then it's a shomer yom keneged yom. Okay, so what's a shomer yom keneged yom? So Rashi explains. So haro yom echad b'soch achar asiyam shebein nidil nida. Okay, so basically, when a woman has this, however it goes, but it's a little complicated, it's a machlokas to the Rambam and others, but basically, is you have these time when a woman phases between stages where she's fit to become a Nida, and stages where she's fit to become a Zava. A Zava you could think of as like, Nida you think of as a regular dam, a regular menstrual blood, and then a Zava is some sort of a condition, so it's extra menstrual, whatever, separate from that. Okay, so there's basically a time period if a woman, and the basic way to understand it, I mean, it's a little complicated, but the basic way to understand it is that there's a time where a woman would be expecting to see to have a period, and then if she sees in that time, she's a nida. But then, let's say after that, if she then has some sort of flow, not during the time where it would be normal for her to see it, so then she becomes, then those are days of zava. If she sees during those days, we say that's not a period, that's something else, that's zava. And the halacha of Zava is that if she sees one day, so then she's tamei for that day. I think she goes in the mikvah that day, and then she has to see tomorrow. She has to have a clean day. She goes shemeres yom keneged yom. So that she could. So let's say it says, so the boyed lispar yom hamachras. So she has to basically have a clean day the next day. She has one day of tumas, then she has to have a clean day the next day, and then she's without any riyah, and then she's tahar. So the thing is, so if you have this woman who, let's say, I guess it's on the 13th, so then she has a riyah. So then on the 14th, she's going to have to basically, have a clean day. And after the 14th, she's going to be able to, at the night of the 14th, she'd be able to eat the Korban Pesach. So the same thing, shochten ala b'yom svira, because you get shechted for her on the day of whichever she's counting. The kiman she suffer mixes hayom, since she counted part of the day, muteras litval, she's able to go on the mikvah. Even though she's not really tahar until she has Harav Shemesh, which is the sun setting, or the sun, evening, but still, you can shout for her, because she's waiting, she's already waiting part of the day, and she's going to be tahar at night. She's going to be tahar at night, so you can shout for her. Okay? Fine, so far so good? Similar case. I mean, so far these are all the same kinds of cases, right? It's people who basically aren't fit right now, but they'll be fit later. Okay, v'hazava shochten lo b'shmini. So the zava sees it for 3 days in a row. So if she's 1 day or 2 days, then she's called shemeres yom keneged yom. Same status. She has to count the next day. But if she sees 3 days in a row, then she's defined as zava gedola, which is she basically becomes tameh, and then she needs to become tahar. She needs 7 clean days, shivan akim. And then after she has that, then she has to bring a karban. She's like mechus v'kipurim again. On the 8th day, she has to bring a karban. So v'azava shrasa shlosh ritzuf m'selcha acharasayom v'tzich lizba shivin akim l'havi karban shochlan v'shmini v'tavi keprosim kon sh'tashar tocha. So the same case as the zav. Okay, that she needs a karban, so if reshata on the 8th day, she'll be fit tonight and everything's going to be all okay. Okay? So far, the Mishnah, if you just read the Mishnah, there's no big chiddush here. It sounds like it makes sense, because you have to be able to be tahar to eat the karban, but there's no reason why you have to be tahar to when they shach the karban, as long as you'll end up being tahar and fit for the mitzvah at night, so then you're okay. Right? That's the basic halacha in our Mishnah. Okay. So let's see the Gemara. So Amar Yudam Amarav. So it says, Shochtem v'zorken al tefol yom u'mechus rekipurim, ve'in shochtem v'zorken al tamei sharetz. Okay. So the question is, what about tamei sharetz? Okay, al tamei sharetz. So the point is like this, is that a tamei sharetz, if a guy becomes touches a sharetz, so it's a 1 day tama. Okay, 1 day tama. And you have to go in the mikvah. Okay. You have to go in the mikvah. So it's saying is, so a tful yom, what does a tful yom mean? A tful yom is somebody who is a one-day tama, or a seven-day tama, whatever. It's anyone who basically went in the mikvah today, they did what they have to do, and they'll be tahar at night. So there, let's say it's a one-day tama, and you went in the mikvah, and now you just have to wait until nightfall. Or a seven-day tama, and you already went in the mikvah, and now you're just waiting until nightfall. Okay, so that's a tful yom. It means you went in the mikvah today, and now you're just waiting. As opposed to a case of a guy who didn't go in the mikvah yet. So when the Gemara is saying Tamei Sheretz, it means a guy who is Tamei from a bug, or, you know, Sheretz, and he didn't go in the mikvah yet. So he's yet, not only does he have to wait time, he has to go in the mikvah. So the question is, it says in the cases in our Mishnah, where it was at least the case of a guy who already went in the mikvah, Tvil Yom, okay, or somehow Mechuzer Gipurim, is a good question how that's similar to that. But what he's saying is, a Tamei Sheretz, a guy who's Tamei Sheretz and hasn't gone to the mikvah yet, so for him, you can't shatz for him. Okay, even though he could go on the mikvah today, but as long as he has not yet gone in the mikvah, you can't shatz for him. Okay, and Rashi did a time in Farsha Kamei. The Gemara will explain why. Because on the surface, it'd be the same thing. I mean, he's going to be fit tonight. He's just going to go on the mikvah. He just hasn't gone in yet. And Ula Amar Avshach Nazar Tamei Sheretz. So then Ula says, you could. Ula says you could, so that's the question. Could you shecht it for somebody who will become tahar tonight only if he ends up going to the mikvah, but he hasn't yet gone in the mikvah? He hasn't yet gone in the mikvah. Okay, so far so good, that's the machlokas. I'm just going to take this apart. Okay, so it says, lo Rav. So Rav is the hard one. I mean, Ula is good. Ula just says, basically, as long as you're going to be fit tonight, who really cares? Rav is saying, for some reason, he's differentiating. And he's saying is that by a sheretz, to my sheretz, it doesn't work. So why not? What's the problem? You can go in the mikvah and you'll be tahar tonight. So it says, L'Rav, Maishna Tful Yom. Why is Tful Yom okay? The Chazil Orta, because he's going to be fit tonight. Orta means tonight, at night. So, Tamei Sheretz, Nami Chazil Orta. So Tamei Sheretz is also going to be fit tonight. Okay, so what's the problem? So it says, no, Mechuser Tvila. He's lacking Tvila. So it's not just he's going to be fit tonight, he still is lacking something. He's lacking Tvila. So it says, Tful Yom Nami, Mechuser Rav Shemesh. So the Tulyam is also lacking something. He's lacking waiting for the sun to go down. Right? So it says, no, Shimsha Memela Arva. The Shemesh is going to happen automatically. So that's not considered lacking anything. But the Tamei Sheretz, he has to do something. So therefore, you say, if you have to do something in order to make yourself fit for the Karban, then it doesn't count. Then you can't shecht on him. Okay? So that's so far so good. Okay, so that's basic differentiation. That's Rav's point. Is that if you have to do something, there's going to be a problem with this, but if you have to go in the mikvah, so then you're lacking something which you still have to do. And then if you still have something you have to do before you become tahar, so then you can't shecht it on the guy. But if you've done everything you had to do and you just have to wait now, then it's no good. Then it's fine. Then you can shecht for him. Okay? So the Gemara is a kasha, because Rav, the Mishnah, has a case of Mechuser Kippurim. Mechuser Kippurim, also you have something to do. Mechuser Kippurim is the eighth day, and you haven't yet brought your karban, your machkavan of kapara, and still you're allowed to shelter it for him. So if you're telling me the whole distinction is, do you still have the Tamei Sheretz didn't yet go on the mikvah, and he has to go on the mikvah, and therefore you say you can't shelter for him, but Mechuser Kippurim has to bring his karban? So it should be the same thing as the Tamei Sheretz, because he still has something to do, but it's not true. The Mishnah openly says that Mechuzer Kippurim, he could shecht it for him. Right? So that's what it says, Mechuzer Kippurim Naami. Right? HaMechuzer Kapara. So he still is Mechuzer Kapara. So it says, no, Kishe Kino Biyado. So his Kino is his Karban, it's a bird. Khan is a Kinem. Mesacha is one of the Mesachtos in Shas. So it's about birds. Karban, certain Kaparas come through birds. So saying it's his Kino, his Khan is in his hand. So it's true he's yet to do something, but he's right ready to do it. He has it in his hand, right? So therefore, you don't say that that's considered like he's lacking doing something because he has it ready to go. So it says Tamei Sheretz Nami, Harei Mikvah Lefanav. He says the guy Tamei Sheretz also. He's standing right by the mikvah. He's standing right by the mikvah. So therefore, he has nothing blocking him either. So it says, what do you mean? But Dilma Pasha, maybe he's going to be negligent and he's not going to go in the mikvah. So the Yachim Mechuzer Kippurim Nami Dilma Pasha. So Mechuzer Kippurim also. Maybe he's going to be Poshaya. Don't bring the garbon. So it says, no, you go in the Masrin of the Bezdin. He already gave it to the Bezin. Okay, the Bezin of the Kohanim or whatever. He already gave it over to them. Ukidur Shmaya da Amar, Chazaka, in Bezin Shal Kohanim, Omde Mishamad, Shiyichlu Kma'o Shebashvil Faros. Okay, so he says, Chazaka, that the Bezin never, and was the head these like Rashi says, Shofar Shay Kotsu of Kinim. So they know what they do is that you have this basically, you put the money in these like these horns or whatever, these money holders, and the Kohanim will basically bring all their they'll bring all the karbanos that day, because they know that you're not going to be able to eat the kodshim until they bring your karbon. So it's a chazaka that this bezdin are very vigilant and they always make sure to get it by nightfall. But they're not going to get up. They're not leaving the day until they bring all the karbonos necessary. So therefore, you already gave it over to them and they know they're going to bring it. So you can't say maybe you'll be negligent. There's no negligence. It's a chazaka. They're never ever negligent. They always do it. They're kohanim. The kohanim has reason or whatever. They never ever don't do it. So therefore, there's nothing to worry about. So it's definitely going to happen. It's definitely going to happen. It's more similar to like the sun setting. It's like they're as trustworthy as the sun, you know. But you, maybe you're going to be poshaya. Maybe you're not going to the mikvah. So therefore, tamei sharet you can't shout for because maybe he's not going to the mikvah. But these other cases, you could. At this point, the Gemara, you'll see. The Gemara is assuming at this point it's the Gezerah. That's what the Gemara asks. So you're claiming that really, Menatora, it's fine, because he's going to be fit tonight. The only thing is, we're worried the guy's going to be Poshaya. And he's going to be Poshaya, and he's not going to be going to Mikvah. It's going to turn out that he shechted it, and he's not allowed to shecht the carbon pasach. So that's what I'm saying. Rav is worried about that, and Ul is not. So that's what you're claiming, right? So it says, Lama Amar Rav. So why does Rav say, you see what's up, Ach? Lama Amar Rav, to mitamim echad mehem besheret. Okay, so what does that mean? So it says, Rashi says, Amar Rav, Berakez Yisrael, and Ho Yisrael, mechza Torah, mechza tamayim. So the case is that in order to do you guys know the Karban Pesach is, if the whole tzibor is Tameh, Rova the tzibor is Tameh, so then you can just do the Karban Pesach with Tameh. Okay? That's halacha. You do it even though it's Tameh. If Rova the tzibor is Tameh. So it says, let's say it's 50-50. So what do you do? So Rav says that you metameh one of them with the sharetz. You take a sharetz, throw it on one of the guys, who's Tahar, and you make him Tameh, and now you have Rova the tzibor. Okay, perfect. Works out. Right? Lachriya, Rova tzibor, Tameh. Right, but even the rice of chazi, hechu machreim l'tama da'inu tamei sheretz chazi metzvah. So he says, yeah, but that's not going to work because according to Rav, he's saying min haTorah really a tamei sheretz is fine to for the dishkidus pasach because he shats for him. He'll go in the mikvah later and it'll be fine. Just the chizerim d'rabanan. So in terms of the rov, he should really be counted as a guy who's fit for karban pasach. If the whole chashash is just d'rabanan, because he's intrinsically saying he is fit. It's just a separate gezeira. Maybe he's not going to do it, so we don't let. But he's saying really he's fit. So therefore, by the fact that Rav says that you could put a sheretz on a guy and knock him out, and now throw off the rov, you know, weigh it to the side of a tama, so apparently he holds it's a deraisa thing that a tama sheretz isn't fit. So therefore, you can't say that it's just a chashash. Maybe he's not going to do it, gezeira, that kind of thing. Rather, Rav's holding deraisa, it's a problem. So the rice is a problem, so he's saying, because maybe he's going to be negligent, I mean, whatever, but he's going in the mikvah, and it's biyado, and he's able to do it. So apparently what he's saying, you can't just say, maybe he's not going to do it, that's not a deraisa kind of all thinking. So now you're back to the original problem, why is it that a tamei sheretz, Rav holds, you can't shecht it for him, who hasn't gone in the mikvah, but mechusi purim or tefil yom, you could. Right? Okay. So then it says like this. So Ella Rav midiraisa nami lachazi. So you have to say really midiraisa according to Rav. It's not good. So why not? Tchsev ish ish ki atamei lanefesh. So it says right. That's talking about the Karban Pesach. The Pesach Sheni. So the person who's atamei lanefesh is amazed. Oh, they're chachoka. Ba. He gets pushed to Pesach Sheni. So what are we talking about? Who are we talking about? So it says milo askina shachal shvi ishel alios be'er Pesach. Isn't it talking about, and this is what Rav Yitzchak says it's talking about. Based on, he learns that from some complicated way. But the punchline says it's talking about a guy who's a Tamei Meis, and his seventh day is on Erev Pesach. Okay? So now, so the Haimi Tumas Eretz, and it's talking about a guy who is not a Tfil Yom. If he's a Tfil Yom, then he should be able to do the Pesach. So rather, it must be talking about a guy who is the seventh day, and he hasn't gone to the Mikvah yet. Right? Hasn't gone to the Mikvah yet. And what does the Torah say? Omer Achmana, Nidchi, Pesach Sheni. Right? So he says the same thing with Sharetz. As you see, the Gemara is saying that somebody who's Tameh, and even though he could go in the Mikvah today, and he'll be Torah tonight, seventh day of Tameh Meis, still it doesn't work. You can't do it. You push into Pesach Sheni. So too Tameh Sharetz. Tameh Sharetz is one day, but you see, he has to go in the Mikvah, and he's only going to be Tahar once he goes in the Mikvah, so, and he has to wait. So then you say, same thing, apparently he's pushed to Pesach Sheni. Right? It says, V'chi tema memai dachi sadachi. Right? How do you know that it's talking about Tameh Meis, who's the seventh day? Maybe it's talking about a guy who's Tameh Meis in the middle of the count. Day three, day four, whatever. How do you know it's talking about this case? So it says, no, several could be it's like the Amar Tameh Meis mitzvah hayu shechal shvi shalam lios b'er Pesach. It's talking about guys who are Tameh Meis mitzvah, and their seventh day came out on Erev Pesach. How does he know? Shenemar v'lo yachal asa Pesach by Yom Hahu. They weren't able to do Pesach on this day. They weren't able to do it that day. But tomorrow they were gonna. So apparently it's their seventh day was on Pesach. And you see the Torah says that they pushed aside. So you see, even though tomorrow they'll be fit, which means tonight they'll be fine, they go in the mikvah, they'll be fit for the Karban Pesach tonight. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter, the Torah pushes them off. So you see, apparently the Torah pushes off someone who's not fit, who's not gonna be fit tonight. Right, who's not fit now, even though he's going to be fit tonight. So the same thing with Tomei Sharetz. Right? Tomei Sharetz also. So it's a limud. So the natural question is, so what about Tfil Yom? Tfil Yom also, right now, is not fit to bring the Karban Pesach. Right? So it's a good whole Mishnah, right? So our Mishnah had to say something about Tfil Yom. So Tosus asks, "Milo askina and shachal shvi shel v'sever pesach." Then Tomar feel tavol naami lo yishkutu alav ma'atayma. If your whole limud is that since right now he's not fit for the Karban Pesach because he's tamei, therefore you can't shecht it for him, even though he's going to be fit tonight. So then Tfil Yom also, Tfil Yom went in the mikvah. Who cares if he already went in the mikvah? So it's v'yishlomer ki tameksev. It's a person who is tame. V'hai klisha tamasai. His tuma is weakened. Klisha means weak. So the Tfil Yom, his tuma is already weak. It's weaker. Since he already went in the mikvah, now he's a new status of a Tfil Yom, and that's weaker. Whatever weaker means. It's not really weaker, but whatever. That's what it means, weaker. But that's a weaker tuma. And since it's weaker, so then it's okay. So it's okay, so you can bring it for him. And I guess he'll say Mechutz Kipurim also. He's also like a weaker kind of a tumah. He already went in the mikvah. And he just has to bring it tonight. So he's also, right, he's also okay. That is weaker tumah, because he's not really tumah anymore. He's just Mechutz Kipurim. That's also weaker, and he's going to be fit tonight. And they're for sure going to bring the korban because they gave it to the kohen. Yeah. Okay, so what's the punchline? So the punchline is, so you have Machlokes Rav and Ula. Ula basically is simple. That as long as you're going to be able to bring the carbon tonight, so you get this, then Nishat for you. Right? As long as you're going to be Tahar tonight. So as long as, Tumah's going to lapse. I don't care if you won the mikvah already, you didn't call the mikvah already, you brought your carbon already, you didn't bring your carbon already. As long as tonight comes Achilas and Pesach, you'll be able to eat it, so it can shaft it for you. Right? But Rav has exerted a cost of, no, that by people who are not fit to bring the Korban Pesach tonight, or Tameh, and they're not fit to bring the Korban Pesach, even though they will be able to bring it tonight, even though they're going to go in the mikvah and they'll be able to bring it tonight, still, if right now they're Tameh, a strong Tameh, so then the exercise cost of is that you post the Pesach Sheni.
What does Ula do for this?
It could be Ula learns not Torah, not like Rabbi Yitzchak. I mean, that itself is a question. What do you hold by Rabbi Yitzchak? Do you say that it's not really talking about the seventh day? You could always just say the pasuk is talking about, in the middle, somewhere in the middle of the count.
Wouldn't be talking about
seventh day Pesach, guys. Yeah, wouldn't be talking about seventh day Tumas Meis. So he's talking about some other count. Right? I mean, that's what we're saying. Is that he holds like Rabbi Yitzchak. Rav is holding like Rabbi Yitzchak. But the simplest way to learn is that it doesn't hold by that. Right, well, it doesn't hold by that. I guess the specific question is, we have to give a svar for Rav. I mean, Ula is plain and simple. I mean, maybe once we give a fine Rav, maybe we'll have to come back to Ula. But Ula is just simple, is that if anyone, if you, as long as you're going to be fit to bring the Karban Pesach tonight, to eat the Karban Pesach tonight, so you can shaft it for him. Right? Shaft it for him. Rav is positing that, no, that even though you're going to be fit tonight, by a case of if you're tummy now, your normal strong tumma, so then you can't shaft it for the guy. Even though later he's going to go on the mikvah and become tahar, but right now you're tameh, and therefore it doesn't work. Aye, tvil yom, that's a weaker kind of tameh. So first of all, who cares that you're tameh? Forgetting about tvil yom for a second, what's that idea? Because you're tameh now, who cares you're tameh now? And then once you explain that, then the question is, so why is tvil yom any different? So he says, no, because that's weaker. But I guess before we get to tvil yom, I guess the first question is, what's the idea of if you're tameh now, even though you're going to go on the mikvah later tonight, do you say I'm okay because I'm going on the mikvah later tonight, or you say no? Here's the custom is I'm pushed aside and I can't do it.
Right.
So Shlomo's saying like this. I was thinking this also that how do you look at the relationship here between the shechita and the achila? Okay. Definitely the goal of Pesach is achila. The Mishnah says, it's like the end goal of Pesach. In fact, if it's halacha, if the basar isn't fit for achila, so the basar becomes tamei, so then you can't go further. You can't even do zrika sadam, you can't go further than the karban. Normally in a karban you could, because you could still do zrika sadam, or burn the chila on the mizbeach, but here it's like Pesach is for achila. That's the goal of Pesach, is achila. Okay, that's the objective of the Pesach. But it's a karban. And then shechita is, is part of the step in the process of the karban. So the question is, but there are two mitzvahs, the mitzvah of shechita and the mitzvah of achila Pesach. So do you look at the shechita as a hechsher, right, as a machshir for achila Pesach? A preparatory stage, which sets the stage for achila. But achila is its own thing. Or do you say that the shechita and the achila are like one continuous process? It's not just a hechsher of preparation, but it's like the mitzvah achila begins with the shechita. You do shechita and achila. It's not just two separate mitzvahs and the shechita is the hechsher, but it's the stage one of your achila is the shechita's process. Okay, conceptually, it's viewed as one process. So the difference is that if you say it's just a hachshar, that's just a preparation for achila. So as long as you could you be involved in it or not? So the question is, well, will it be a preparation for achila? So as long as tonight you'll be able to eat it, so then you can do the shechita now. So as a shechita, the question is, could it function as a hachshar? So the question is, well, are you someone who is fit to be able to end up being eating it tonight? So as long as you're gonna be able to, so then you're involved in the hachshar. You know, and as long as you'll be able to later, so you'll be fine. Right? But if you say, that's Ula. But Rav learns it's really a two-step process. Two-step process, shechita achila. So the saying is that if you're a guy who's tamei, so you're mufka from the whole process, from achila. So it says, since the shechita is the beginning of the achila, so now you can't begin the process insofar as you're not a roli for the process, for the completion of the process. It's true you're gonna be, but so I don't care what you're gonna be. But right now you're a tamei, and a tamei is mufka from Pesach. Tamei is mufka from achila and shechita are two steps in one process. So since you're not fit for the gemara of the process, you can't be involved in the beginning of the process. But again, if you look at it as just a prep, so then you could say it's a hechsher, it's a prep for later, and as long as later you'll be ready, so that's fine. But if you're conceptually involved in the process of achila now, and you're conceptually mufka from achila, you're removed from achila, So then you can't be involved in that process. Okay, so the problem is Tefil Yom. Problem is Tefil Yom. Sounds like a real problem, but that's fine because that is a real problem. That's how it was a problem. So you don't get upset because you have a problem with Tefil Yom. That means we're learning good, right? So Tosa says, because what are you claiming that in order to Shechita is step one, and you can't do Shechita if you can't do Achila. If you're not a Gavra of Achila, you can't do Shechita. So, but that's not true. If you already went in the Mikvah, so you could do Shechita. Why? Well, I'll be fit tonight. I mean, that sounds like Ula's type of thinking. According to Rav, who cares? Bottom line is, right now, I'm a Tamei. And if now were the night of Pesach, I couldn't do Achila. I can't do Achila so Pesach now. I will be later, who cares? So he says, Tosa's answer is, no, it's Klisha Tamase. It's Klisha Tamase. So the question is, it's weak. It's weaker. It's a weak Tama, so that's allowed. What does that mean? How does that help? That's one thing I want to take up. I want to take up tomorrow. But I'll tell you another question. I mean, I'd like you to read the Gemara, basically where we left off until the two dots. So a few more lines. Okay. Like a few, is that accurate? A little more than a few, but, you know. Yeah, till the two dots. The bottom there. But I just want to read with you one part. I mean, I'm jumping to cutting to the chase because I want to give you the question that I want to deal with. But you try to fill in the blank.
The seventh, the eighth line, yeah. The wide line.
Right.
Intermediate line.
Right. So basically, see, I'll tell you what the other problem is. This is a problem in Rav, right? But in Ula, there's also a problem. Because Ula, we're making sound very simple. It's very simple. As long as you're able to do it tonight, then everything's hunky-dory. Right? Okay. Now, the problem is that there's a problem in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah has two cases. First case of the Mishnah has is a guy who's Tameh, who's Tameh, right, like a Zav or something, and then has Mechusar Kippurim. So the question is that once you told me that a guy who's Tameh, the question is, according to Ula, the case of Tameh, the guy who's Mamish Tameh, he's going to go in the Mikvah later. So it's teaching you that you're allowed to do the Kodesh Shechta Pesel for him because he can go in the Mikvah later. So what do you need to teach me the second case of Mechusar Kippurim? It's the same exact thing. As if you're telling me a guy who's the seventh day and he didn't yet go in the Mikvah, you could bring a Pesel for him because he's going to Shechta, he'll be doing go in the Mikvah later. So then the same thing, by the Mechusar Kippurim. It's true right now he's not fit, but he's going to bring his Kippurim later. So what do you need to teach me a second case? What does the Mishnah need to teach it to me? Okay? If you told me that the first case is talking about a Tefil Yom, so then at least there's an additional Chiddush. That was Tefil Yom. Tefil Yom doesn't have anything to do. So I'll say, yeah, he could bring the, for him, he could do the Karban, but for the Mechusar Kippurim, I'd say, no, oh, it teaches you Mechusar Kippurim also. But if you're going to tell me the cases that Ula learns, the Gemara says Ula learns, is that the ratio, the first case of the Mishnah is where he didn't go in the Mikvah yet. So since he didn't go in the Mikvah, and he's saying is, oh, he didn't go in the Mikvah, how could you do it for him? Oh, because he's going to bring it later. So then Mechusar Kippurim is the same thing. He's going to bring his Kippur later. So the Gemara says, no. This is right before, two lines before two dots. It's like the sixth wide line. I just want to read you two lines of Gemara. It says, Yisrach, Slavtei Techamina v'shvi'i hu d'biyad l'sake. On the seventh day, you could shecht it for a guy who's on day seven because it's in his hands to fix his problem. He's tummy, but he could just go in the mikvah. So since he could just go in the mikvah, I'll tell you that's why you could shecht it for him. Because he's tummy now, yes, but he can go in the mikvah. He can just go in the mikvah. And it's in his hands. It's biyado. But aval b'shmini, dein biyado lakar of karbon. But on the eighth day, it's not in your hands to bring the karbon. You have to, the kohanim, you need the kohanim to do it. Ema pashi be kohanim, I'd say maybe the kohanim are going to be pashaya. And since they're going to bring me Poshaya, so I'll say that maybe you can't shecht it for him. Can't shecht it for him. What? Kamash Malon, Kidur Shmaya. Kamash Malon, there's a Chazaka. Okay, Kamash Malon, since there's a Chazaka, the Kohanim are definitely going to do it, so therefore it's okay. Therefore it's okay, you can do it. Right? But you see, there's a Havamina in Ula that since it's not Biyado to do it, if you didn't say this chazaka, so then you say maybe the kohanim are gonna, right? Maybe the kohanim aren't gonna do it. So therefore it wouldn't work. So the question is who cares? Maybe you're not gonna go in the mikvah. Right? If you want to play poshea, maybe the kohanim will be poshea, maybe you're gonna be poshea and not go in the mikvah. The Gemara said that earlier, right? But it seems this is now that's biyada. That's in your hands. So since it's in your hands, it's okay. But if it's not in your hands, so then it would have been a problem. But it's okay but anyways, because chazaka. But you see that ula is not so simple though, because who cares? Maybe they're going to be poshe. But bottom line is, if you say it's a hechsher, it's idea, so then look, bottom line is the konim are going to bring it. Pretty much. I mean, look, it's maybe without the chazaka, but maybe they'll give it to the konim. So they're just as likely that they're going to be able to bring it as you're going to go in the mikvah. So therefore, so what's the problem? So why can't I shechta for him? What's the havmina? And if it's not just the havmina, it's the maskana. If not for the chazaka that they're definitely going to do it, then you really wouldn't be able to do it. Then ula wouldn't allow you to do it. If there was no chazaka like that, ula would not allow mechuzik to do it. Even if we're less than chazaka, just 90%. Probably. So then he wouldn't let you do it. Aye, but it's just a hechsher and you're going to be fit tonight. Probability is equal to if it's a biyado. Somehow if it's biyado, then it's okay. But in the mikvah, you could do it. It's in your control, then it's fine. But since, well, why is your control any better than the Kohanim's control? It's the same probability or whatever. So I'm kind of giving this question quickly. I mean, you have to look at it a little bit and chop the question, but and read the Gemara. But that's why I'd like to have that also tomorrow.